The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. Well, this isn't how I was going to begin the program, but as you know, we have a TV monitor up in the studio, and right now they are replaying the famous Bronco chase 25 years ago. Evidently today, that was when Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goodman were viciously murdered, and O.J. Simpson was charged with a crime, went to trial, and so forth. And the famous white Bronco chase down the freeways of Los Angeles, 25 years. My goodness, it's hard to believe it's been 25 years, but it has. They were just replaying it, and I remember that so well. 25 years. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. In local news, Mount Carmel Grove City is in the news again. And you know, to be really honest, I don't know whether to feel sorry for them. I guess I do, but my goodness, just bad news, bad news, bad news. People dying, over 25 people, they believed, killed by one of their own doctors. The lawsuits are going to go on for years. And then they move to a brand new facility. They leave behind that old Mount Carmel, you know, close to downtown. New start, new beginning, new hospital. Leave behind all the bad publicity. We're going into this spanking, brand new, beautiful. And it is beautiful. Haven't been in it, but I've driven by. So a brand new beginning. The administrators of Mount Carmel and the people responsible for their PR must have breathed a sigh of relief. Okay. New beginning. New start. New hospital, new facility, and then Legionnaires. At least 16 people now have been diagnosed with Legionnaires' disease that was contracted while they were in a brand new hospital. And we knew this would happen. I mean, we knew it. Lawsuits are now beginning. And the first lawsuit concerning the Legionnaires' disease has been filed by a Pickaway County man. By the way, 16 people diagnosed. One person has died. as a result of the Legionnaire's disease. A brand new lawsuit filed by a Pickaway County man claims that Mount Carmel Grove City did not do enough to address the outbreak of the bacteria. The attorney who represents the gentleman says his client is now being treated with antibiotics after acquiring the bacteria during his stay between April 28th and May 7th. He says his client showered several times and drank the water. And shortly after he left the hospital, you know, you're supposed to be feeling better after you leave the hospital. Shortly after he left the hospital, he began feeling sick, went back, and it was determined that he has Legionnaires. And so this is the first lawsuit. And I can almost guarantee you that there will be at least 14 or 15 that will follow. I mean, seriously. If one person files a lawsuit, gets a boatload of money, don't you think the other patients are going to follow suit? So, again, I just found out yesterday I am going to be having surgery at a Mount Carmel facility. Not Grove City, but the one out east. And I've been in the hospital a few times in my life, and I've never, ever had any fear, anxiety about going to the hospital. It's a place where you go to get better. And there haven't been any cases at Mount Carmel East that I know of, but it does give you pause. So I just, I hope, first of all, for patient safety, I hope they get their act together. You would think that right now, Mount Carmel would be the safest hospital in the world because of all the publicity they've certainly got to be, you know, dotting all their I's, crossing all their T's on everything. And first, for patient safety, I hope they get their act together. And then secondly, I don't want one of our major medical systems go down in flames. That hurts everybody in the community. So anyway, that is the latest, the first lawsuit concerning the Legionnaire's disease at Mount Carmel Grove City. And then there is this. I had not heard this, but it happened a couple of weeks ago. Police in Columbus are working to identify two men accused of breaking into Xenos Christian Fellowship Church in North Columbus. The burglary happened on Tuesday, May 28th. Police said about $1,000 worth of tools were stolen. Columbus police released surveillance video of the men. It's not really good to talk about surveillance video on radio. I was listening to a talk show host the other day, and he spent like 10 minutes talking about a video. I thought, excuse me, you're on radio. Don't spend 10 minutes. Oh, look at there. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. Oh, look at that. I've never seen anything like that. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my, look. Oh, and here it comes. And I'm going, seriously? You're on the radio, dude. But Columbus police have released surveillance video of the men, the cars they were driving. Anyone with information is to call the Columbus police. I'm sad to hear that the Xenos Christian Fellowship broken into and $1,000 worth of tools. $1,000 worth of tools. Maybe they're into a construction project or something. I don't know. But anyway, that is sad, and I'm sorry to hear that the folks at Xenos were burgled. Isn't that correct? Burgled? That's a word, isn't it? Burgled? Well, if it's not, it is now. All right, let's take our break. When we come back, if there is truth to the story, this could be one of the greatest developments in recent medical history. A vaccine to prevent Alzheimer's? I've got the story when we return.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Most of you have probably been touched by Alzheimer's disease. We certainly have. Joy's father died of Alzheimer's. Joy's sister died of Alzheimer's not long ago. We have known so many people who have had Alzheimer's, and it is such a difficult, difficult disease to deal with. Nancy Reagan called it the long, long goodbye. It is a horrific thing, a horrible thing. And as I said, most of you have been touched by Alzheimer's. What if, not necessarily a cure, but if there was a vaccine to prevent it? Researchers in New Mexico believe they possibly have done so. Here's the story out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. As of now, a cure for Alzheimer's disease does not exist, but researchers at the University of New Mexico believe they have found a way to prevent it. I really wanted to take this as a challenge to see if we could develop any sort of treatment, said Kurhan Bashkar, who is an associate professor at University of New Mexico's Health and Sciences Department. He has been passionate for years about studying Alzheimer's. He says the search for a cure started with an idea in 2013. I would say it took about 5 years or so to get from where the idea generated and get the fully functioning working vaccine. Now, I want to try my best to report this correctly. This group of scientists at the University of New Mexico believe they do have a vaccine developed. They have it in hand that will prevent Alzheimer's. However, it's a long, long ways from human, even human trials. Quote, we used a group of mice that have Alzheimer's disease and we injected them over a series of injections, said another scientist. A PhD student said the vaccine was created to target a specific protein that's commonly found in the brain of patients with Alzheimer's. Quote, what we chose to pursue was a specific region of tau, T-A-U. I have no clue. No clue whatsoever. What we chose to pursue was a specific region of tau. As you saw, pathological tau, the red structures that are common in Alzheimer's disease. We wanted to make a vaccine against that. These antibodies seem to have cleared pathological tau. Pathological tau is one of the components of these tangles that we find in the brains of patients with Alzheimer's disease. The mice were given a series of maze-like tests. The mice that received the vaccine performed a lot better than those that didn't. And as you read further through the story, you realize this is a long ways away. They believe that this vaccine has great potential. In fact, a couple of the researchers actually believe this vaccine will work. But it has to go through a long trial on animals. Then it has to be approved by the FDA just for testing. And then it has to go through 3, 4, 5 years of testing on human patients. So we are probably 5 to 10 years, even if this stuff works, we're probably 5 to 10 years away from any human being able to go to their doctor and say, hey, I want that Alzheimer's vaccine. The researchers said this isn't a complete success yet. Being able to get the vaccine to people will not only take more years, but cost up to $1 billion. Now, let me make just a quick editorial comment. We hear so much about big pharmacy, the billions and billions and billions of dollars that big pharmacy makes. All right? Some of the criticism is warranted. Some of the criticism is accurate. There are a whole lot of people getting extremely wealthy in the pharmaceutical business. With that said, however, it takes millions of dollars sometimes billions of dollars in research to develop some of these medicines. And I have no problem with the pharmacy company having enough money to experiment to produce new medication. When it becomes exorbitant, when people are being gouged, that's another issue. But sometimes we forget that it takes millions, and in this case, maybe $1 billion before all the testing, all the research is done, before a vaccine is available for Alzheimer's. However, I doubt that there is a single one of us right now that if someone could assure us, if you give us $1 billion, we will, we can, we promise, we will have a vaccine that will prevent Alzheimer's. Someone takes this vaccine, they will never get Alzheimer's. I think most of us would say, where do we find $1 billion? So anyway, he went on, one of the researchers said, we have to make sure that we have a clinical version of the vaccine so that we can test it in people. They have to do the extensive tests on the mice and so forth, and then they have to submit it to the FDA for approval, and that alone might take another 5 years. So, is it encouraging? Yeah. Are you going to be able to go to your doctor in the next couple of months and say, hey, I want that Alzheimer's vaccine? No, certainly not. But it's on the horizon. I am old enough to remember when polio was such an unbelievable scourge in America. And I've told you stories about passing this facility with all the iron lungs every Sunday on the way to church. I'll never forget that from my childhood. And then a vaccine was developed. Polio is now eradicated. So is it possible to eradicate Alzheimer's through a vaccine? Yeah. Is it probable? That is far, far, far above my pay grade. I have no idea. But the fact that they are seeing positive results in mice, I think, is encouraging. Will it be developed in time to help me or my wife? Probably not. Probably not, but if it would help our children or our grandchildren, that's wonderful. I'll, if there are any further developments in the near future, I will do my best to keep you up to date on that. What a great possibility, though. A vaccine to prevent Alzheimer's. Wonderful, wonderful thing. Southern Baptists are wrapping up their meeting in Birmingham, Alabama. Yesterday, they took some extremely important votes. I've got the results, and I think they're good. I'll have that for you when we return. You're listening to Bob Burney Live on AM 880 and 104.5 FM.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.